And finally, demonstrators have poured onto the streets of the Yemeni city of Sadr for yet another protest against the US and Israel. The protesters stormed the main streets of Sadr in the country's north, holding placards denouncing the US interference in Yemen's affairs. The demonstrators also chanted slogans against the Yemeni government over American drone attacks in the country. The protests come in the wake of a deadly US strike on a wedding in the country, killing 17 people. The US is estimated to have carried out at least a dozen strikes in the province since the start of 2012. Professor Yusuf Mori, our correspondent, joins me from Sana'a to tell us more. Yusuf, over to you. Tell us more about the demonstrators and their concerns.
Yes, well, the Yemeni government is slowly losing control of the Yemeni people and slowly losing control of the security and stability here in the country, as numerous demonstrations took place today in the north province of Sada, also here in the capital Sana'a. The protesters poured onto the streets, calling for the downfall of the regime, who they feel has failed the Yemeni people, has failed to provide security and stability here in the country, and has also failed to provide the people with their basic needs, such as food, electricity, fuel, and cooking gas. There's a current inflation taking place here in the country, which the Yemeni people simply do not approve of. As you mentioned, drone attacks have continued here persistently, killing many civilians in different areas of the country, which has led to sort of an uprising in these areas from tribal leaders threatening to take matters into their own hands. In Hadhramaut, tribal leaders in that region have called on the government to withdraw from that region, to withdraw forces from that region, simply because these people feel that the Yemeni government, the only thing it has been successful in is preserving U.S. And Western interests here in the country.
Right.
So the Yemeni people, these demonstrations continue in different parts of the country. The Yemeni people do not approve of this government, and they're actually calling for a new government to sort of rescue this nation from this perpetual chaos.
Right. Professor Yusuf Mori, correspondent reporting from Sana'a. Thanks, Yusuf.